Guelph Today asked each of the candidates in the upcoming federal election to provide a brief biography and what they see as the key issues in the election. I grew up in Guelph and have lived here for most of my life. My dad was an entrepreneur in the community. He designed and manufactured environmentally friendly ergonomic safety matting systems until he passed away in 2014. I'm also an entrepreneur. I assist local businesses with their expansion into the digital marketing arena. For half a decade, I've been proud to coach students with learning disabilities on how to use technology to support their studies. At university, I was the campus coordinator for the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms and the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. I was also president of Laurier Students for Liberty, where I fought for the rights and freedoms of students on campus. This is my first time running in a federal election. I'm not a career politician like so many other candidates. But I am a concerned Guelphite that wants the best for my fellow Canadians. I'm running because the people of Guelph deserve a candidate that will stand up for their rights and freedoms. So many of the people I meet feel like they could vote for any of the other major parties, and it wouldn't make a difference, nothing would change. I'm running so that I can be a resounding voice for the silent majority. I've met with people all across this town who have been disregarded by their government. They want to be put first. That's what I'm fighting for, to put Canadians first. Imagine the good we could do by keeping more of our tax dollars and more of our businesses in Canada. We can change a lot of lives by changing the way our government spends our money. One of the key issues many people in Guelph care deeply about is the environment. We've been beating ourselves up over pollution, green energy, and climate change. I think it's time the people of Guelph give themselves a pat on their back. Through personal responsibility, Guelphites have made an impact. They've recycled more, they've focused on agriculture and respected conservation lands. People are biking to work and businesses are accommodating and promoting this passion for the environment. I think it's time we spread this pride across Canada. One of the most important topics in this election is COVID-19. This pandemic has affected Canadians in many ways. We've seen our frontline workers risk their lives for their neighbors. We've seen an epidemic of children with depression and other mental illnesses. We've seen small businesses wiped out at the hands of the government. We've even seen churches shut down and pastors arrested for trying to support their communities. All of the other parties are pushing for vaccine mandates and vaccine passports. They want to take away your right to bodily autonomy. They want to create a two-tiered system based on medical segregation. The People's Party of Canada is the only party that will fight against this authoritarianism. If I'm elected, I pledge to end government-mandated lockdowns, to protect businesses from unfair closures, to keep places of worship open, to defend your right to bodily autonomy, to uphold your freedom to criticize your government. I will develop policies where all Canadians are treated fairly. I will represent the long-standing values of the citizens of Guelph. If I'm elected, I will unite Canadians once again and end the segregation brought about by vaccine passports. If you want to continue this path we're on to medical tyranny and a never-ending authoritarian government, then vote for any of the major parties. But if you want to live in a country where you're free to choose your medical treatments without coercion, where you're responsible to think and speak your mind how you wish, then vote for me. Vote PPC.